This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, working on things that are of interest and import. A lot of things floating around. There are always rumors. Every day we think we're talking about the news, but then there are rumors and does that become fake news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The new movie about Ted Kennedy called Chappaquiddick, or at least his experience on the Chappaquiddick Bridge, which a lot of people thought was long ago forgotten, being revived in several different ways. There was a television episodic adventure dealing with this last year, and now comes the theater release. Is it this week or next week?
I think it's this weekend.
So the story is about Ted Kennedy and the fact that he didn't know Mary Jo Kopechne, supposedly, now according to the new info from a CIA operative. He didn't know. He was so drunk, he didn't know she was in the car. That doesn't flush or square with most of the information that has been prominent to this point. That he, in fact, was hustling her, and then she wanted to go home, and he said, okay, I'll take you home. And he drives the car. It was a black Oldsmobile. I don't remember, like it was yesterday. Drives it off of the bridge. He gets out. She drowns. He's so drunk he doesn't know. Well, at the time, he knew the square here is that this guy didn't abandon. This guy says that Ted Kennedy didn't abandon Mary Jo because he didn't know she was in the car. He knew she was in the car when they left the compound because that's why he left. To bring her home.
No, but see, that's totally not what this story is. This CIA operative is saying, but this CIA operative is saying he was having an affair with a married woman and who was married to a high-profile politician. He drove that woman home and didn't know this other woman was in the back seat because she had passed out drunk in the back seat. So that's the interesting thing about this new report, and that especially in time for this movie or whatever, but that's a totally different story. And then the CIA was not covering up the death of the woman in the back seat. They were covering up the affair because that he didn't want that to get out, that he was having an affair with this married woman, and I don't know who she was married to, but they say it was a very high-profile politician. So that's actually what the cover-up was, and it happened later on that
so
he died.
Yeah. Well, so where's the other woman that was in the car? The other woman got out with Kennedy and Mary Jo.
And the CIA agent says that they drove the woman home and Kennedy went home his separate way after the car crash. And then later on they found out that this other woman who had passed out drunk in the back seat had died.
So why now is this just coming out?
I don't know.
Good question.
Because the movie, I guess.
I don't know.
Why is his interpreted? Why is his story when there have been so many other stories, books, magazine articles, interviews, movies, TV shows about this thing?
I don't know, but there's a second CIA operative who's actually corroborated this guy's story too. So
but
I think
again,
there's going to be more to come out with it.
Okay, so why has it taken again this long? Did the Kennedys have that much of a stranglehold on the operations, whether it was the CIA at the time or the FBI? If that's the case, this is even more scurrilous than it was thought to have been in the first place.
Yeah.
And the fact that this woman died she was drunken in the back seat of the car. Okay, so she goes to sleep it off in the car, and they don't know she's there. How do you get into a car unless you're blasted and not know there's somebody in the back seat of the car?
Well, he probably was drunk.
Yeah,
but
of course he was drunk.
But
he was drunk all the time. The stories are about his wife being drunk. She started drinking with him.
Yeah.
And he had a higher tolerance for it.
Wasn't he drunk because they drove off the road, so he was obviously
drunk.
Drove
off the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the other thing that's interesting is another person who apparently knew Ted and the family back in 1969 also said that this was actually the real story. And mm-hmm. that the operative said that local cops, when they showed up, they knew the politician's wife had been in the car because she left her purse in the front seat. So that was all part of the cover-up, too. No one ever really knew. Everyone thought it was Ted and this Mary Jo lady. No one ever mm-hmm. knew that this politician's wife was in the car as well.
And nobody wants to say who the politician's wife was.
I think it's going to come out now. I'm sure TMZ is covering this story, so you know they're going to figure out who it was.
They'll be doing a lot of digging.
But I think it's so interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting, and there are a couple of other things. You always hear me rail about the old man who was just a really bad dude. And I can't.
Right.
I find myself, you know, my mother said, and your mother probably said, if you haven't got something good to say about somebody, don't say it at all. I mostly stick to that rule, but when
overrated.
It comes to old man, that's an overrated rule. Old man Kennedy was nothing but he was a dirty, scurrilous, scumbag pig.
But
he was
like
a horrible, just horrible human being. And he's played up, he actually played quite well in this movie by Bruce Dern, who's one of our great character actors, who I'll never forget. An interview he did with Johnny Carson. There was a movie that came out in the 1970s. John Wayne was called The Cowboys. The story about John Wayne leading a band of young children who had to move cattle. It was a cattle drive, and he couldn't find anybody to work for him, so he went to a school, and he took all the young boys from the school, and they became the drovers. And along the way, they run into the bad guys. And the bad guy is Bruce Dern. The baddest of the bad guys is Bruce Dern early in his career. And he played a lot of bad guys early in his career. And during the course of the movie, spoiler for those people who haven't seen it, he shoots and kills John Wayne. And he said to Johnny Carson he couldn't get a job for a year and a half after that because he was on a blacklist because he was the first person in any movie to ever kill John Wayne.
Wow.
So he's the bad guy in this movie, too, playing Joe Kennedy. But it looks like in the preview he does it pretty well. And the story continues, and it's about the old man and the relationship Ted Kennedy had with him and his wife. A lot of the stuff is rehash of old things. There's some well-known, I just have become aware of you. Kara told me about Ed Helms when I saw him in that movie last year. I had never seen him before, and you said, he was here and there and on this TV show and that TV show. I've seen him in three or four movies since then, and he's very good at playing different kinds of roles. I think he's maybe just coming into his own. But he's in this movie as Kennedy's assistant, trying to figure out how to cover this all up. This was a huge cover-up, and the news media was completely a co-conspirator. All the reporters knew what went on. And it's so to sort of say, to underscore what you just said, Victoria, it's taken until now for the people who dig into this kind of dirt to find out what really happened.
Mm.
Because they had so much power, so much influence on the press that the best example was Kennedy and all of his affairs never got reported. There was a hush. They all, they didn't cover things
so,
like that.
So are you saying that you think this could be plausible then? That this
what
new...
you're saying about, yeah, I am saying, yeah, anything's possible with that bunch. Anything is possible. It really is. But I'm going to go see the movie.
Yeah.
I certainly will go see
that's a movie I'd want to see for sure.
Yeah, right. Yep, there it is. Okay, so we just did a free, 7-minute plug for the movie?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though.
It's in the mail.
This new theory of what happened is not in the movie, though.
No, it's not in the movie.
It's not connected, unfortunately, so it'll probably be just more of the same
but
old story.
But if TMZ is on it and they're working on it every day, it certainly will help promote the movie. Say, let's find out what's going on. Let's see that movie.
True.
Especially for people that are your age or Kara's age, and maybe in Victoria, all the people who are under 40 who know not much about the Kennedy story other than the kind of...
It's the first time we're really exposed to it, I think,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. Whereas it's old stuff for my generation, but it isn't for yours. 16 after the hour. Here's something that's good and new and fresh and wonderful and smart. If you're hiring, this is the easiest, most streamlined way. It doesn't take a lot of time. When you're busy and you're hiring, you need to have ZipRecruiter on your side. And ZipRecruiter will be on your side if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it first time around free. And on the other side, people who are looking for work, looking for a new job, want to get out of where you are, benefits aren't good enough, whatever it is. You don't like the boss. It's a myriad of things. You're better than the job allows you to be. Let's ramp it up. Let's get your resume posted on one of those job boards. And then, because ZipRecruiter has its tentacles out, or the spiders, or whatever they call those things, that search everything that's out there in the World Wide Web, they'll find you. ZipRecruiter finds you. And they'll put you together with the job prospect that most suits you. So it's good for both sides. And that's the difference here. ZipRecruiter has the ability to get you the quality candidate you need in just one day. Easy to use. The dashboard lets you manage the hiring process from beginning to end right there at ZipRecruiter.com. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Been used by businesses of all sizes and shapes. You hear me talk every once in a while about like PayPal and Dell and Chevrolet, General Motors, UPS, all use ZipRecruiter to find new hires. You can use them too, first time around free, courtesy of our deal we put together with ZipRecruiter to get you excited about using them. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to Drink Responsibly.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here are some things to ponder. You ready?
Ready.
The twins ever realize one of them was unplanned?
Hmm.
All right. So, oh, something else to ponder. What if your dog only brings back your ball because he thinks that you like throwing it? What do you think about that? If poison expires, is it more poisonous or no longer poisonous?
That's a good question.
That is a good
Which
one.
Letter is silent in the word sent, the S or the C? Why is the letter W in English called W? Shouldn't it be called double V?
Look, I guess it depends how you write it.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe oxygen is slowly killing you. It just takes 75 to 100 years to fully work. Ever think about that?
You're blowing my mind, Stefan. You're blowing my mind.
Okay, enough mind blowers. 21 after the hour. Give your mind a rest for a few moments here.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And change at the hour here on the DJV experience. Ryan Reynolds showed off a new bright pink version of his Deadpool costume in a new video auctioning off the costume to raise money in the fight against cancer for the nonprofit F and what is excuse me.
Yeah, you can't say it on the air, but that is the actual name of the nonprofit.
How do you go on Google? That's how do we look this one up?
F cancer.
F cancer. Yes. Yeah. Okay. The special message that he relayed was he explained the pink suit was for the world to see that I have a big old heart on. That's heart with a T for my new obsession, pink, the color, not the singer. He says, I'm more of a Celine guy. That would be Celine Dion, probably.
Right.
Participants can donate anywhere from $10 to $5,000 to the cause for a chance to win that pink Deadpool suit. Donations of over $1,000 or more included other gifts like a signed movie poster or a personalized voicemail message recorded by Ryan Reynolds in the character. As for what the winner can do with the suit, should he or she be selected, Ryan offered a couple of options, including adding it to your S&M collection, or nailing it to a post in order to scare off birds, children, and the elderly. I put it out in the garden as a scarecrow.
Yeah.
Right? That would work.
Yep. Good for that. All right, so that's good. All right, let's move into some music news here on the DJV show. This is one of my favorite all-time groups, or all-time favorite groups, put the modifier in the right place. Fleetwood Mac, second week in a row. A meme is helping an older song climb on the charts at Billboard magazine. This song, Rumors, well, actually, this is Dreams from Rumors, the album, entered the chart number 14 thanks to its usage in a meme showing people dancing to the song, which hit number one in 1977. June 1977, this song was number one. There was a tweet from a Twitter user, which makes good sense, right? Because who else would tweet?
Yeah.
Twitter user. Complaining about the band reading, Fleetwood Mac's music is so boring you can't even dance to it. Oh. The tweet was followed by a counter-argument of a 38-second video which showed a marching band's dance team doing a choreographed routine to Dreams. And so the widespread sharing of this tweet, which earned over 100,000 retweets and 300,000 likes as of the other day, other similar tweets referencing the meme helped spark the song's 36% surge in downloads. So who likes this song?
I love it, but it's amazing that because of this meme, the song has racked up almost 2 million on-demand streams.
Wow,
that's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. This is great. Well, they just have that. There's something about their music, the singing, the way the orchestration. It's just all smooth.
Well, Stevie's voice too. I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan, so.
Yeah, but Mick on the drums, and you know that it just fits. It's good. All right, let's see what else we got here musically. Little Big Town being honored at the Recording Academy's Grammys on the Hill Awards. Little Big Town, big country act, right, Jennifer?
That's right. They're the ones that gave us Pontoon.
Pontoon. Well, they'll be among the special honorees saluted at the Recording Academy's 2018 Grammys on the Hill Awards, taking place the 18th of this month at Hamilton Live in Washington. The band being recognized for its advocacy efforts in music education and for supporting the Academy's Music Cares charity. The evening's other honorees include reps. Don't know who's reps. What's reps?
Representatives. Judy Chu, who's a Democrat from California.
Oh, I
Doug
see
Collins,
what this is.
Who is a Republican from Georgia.
Oh, okay. How do they fit into...
They're both on the House Judiciary Committee, and they serve as co-chairs on the Congressional Creator.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
At the hour now, continuing to troll through the dictates of the day. This is the DJV show with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara at the controls. The world of broadcasting has been talking amongst itself. It's like shop talk in a sense. I think it took a while for this particular item to grab hold. There's a very large broadcasting ownership group called Sinclair Broadcasting. They own about 170 stations around the country. More, I think, I could be corrected, but I don't think there's another company that owns more stations, more properties than they do. And they're in medium markets. They're in a lot of the same cities, communities that we're in, medium market stations, and some more on the West Coast, bigger markets than on the East Coast. So there's been a kerfuffle the last week or so about something that the folks that work on air at Sinclair were told to do by management. And so this has made it has fed into the left-wing conspiracy or the right-wing conspiracy, depending on which way you read this. But all of the Sinclair corporate anchors were told, instructed by the heads of the company, to deliver this copy on camera. I'm going to read what they have. Are all of you familiar with this, by the way? Have you all heard this story?
Yeah, they all the anchors were forced to read the same copy, right?
Right. And here's what the copy was. Quote, I'm concerned about the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country. The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, national media outlets are publishing these same fake stories without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the national media are using their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. We understand truth is neither politically left or right. Our commitment to factual reporting is the foundation of our credibility now more than ever. So, however that was, I don't know that it's that was the cause of the kerfluffle more than management saying, you have to read this on the air.
What caused the kerfuffle is that a website called Deadspin took every single one of these anchors reading it, and they created this really creepy video with hundreds of reporters saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that got a lot of traction. I don't think it's unheard of for...
Why did it get traction, in your opinion, Jennifer?
Because I think it comes off as creepy to hear 100 people saying the same thing in front of a... Yeah, in front of a news, especially with a newsroom background, I think, behind them. But when you think about what Sinclair did, they asked their anchors to read this fight against fake news. Okay, I guess take it for what you will. Maybe it was politically motivated. Maybe it wasn't. But I think in this day and age, to think that corporations are not controlling the news flow in this country is so naive. Of course,
silly.
Sinclair Broadcast does it. So does CNN. So does MSNBC. Tell
so
me about
Fox.
Investigative. Yeah, so does Fox. Absolutely.
Yep.
So tell me that there is, like, let's name an investigative reporter that we know of that actually goes out and hunts down stories.
Geraldo Rivera.
Maybe, but they were told, now they're told by their news director, who's on directive from their corporate office, to follow stories in a certain manner. And that's what really, that's where the, I think a lot of people take on fake news and they think, okay, well, reporters aren't lying to me. That's not fair to say reporters are lying to me. No, but the person who dictates what's going to be covered on the newscast, that is where that gatekeeper has a very important role in society, and it is dictated by corporations, I think.
Let me underscore what you're saying with another story, but underscore in real terms. I've been on the air now. It appears I may be the senior Monday through Friday broadcaster in the country at the moment, longer on the air than anybody else who's doing Monday through Friday programming. So I've had a good deal of experience on my own. I've run the news radio station in Boston. I ran for almost 2 years. I have run stations. I've been on stations. I know that the management of the station, this was in the mid-80s, wanted me to slant the news to the right because they felt that the former owners had slanted it to the left. And I refused, and that's really ultimately what got me fired. But along the way, I had some interesting experiences with the people in the newsroom, including because at the time WEI was the major union station in Boston. We had 15 full-time anchors and reporters, and I think a half a dozen or so part-timers, and they all belonged to AFTRA, which is the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and now it's merged with SAG, and maybe that's too much inside. But those are the unions that represent people that you see on the air or that you hear. So the fellow who was the shop steward at that time in the mid-80s was a guy named Rod Fritz, who had become well-known as not only he was a good anchor at that time. He was known around the city as being one of the premier news anchors. And he also was a union, the management called him a union stooge because he came after me. He and I have been friends for years, and he was very angry at me because I fired a couple of guys that he didn't want me to fire or didn't like the way I fired him or whatever it was. It's a story that isn't important to the overall story, but he was really the guy in charge of the union. So he moved on worked for WRKO, which is also a big station in the city, and has spent the last 12 years, 13, maybe 14 years of his career. The all-new station moved from WEEI to WBZ in Boston, and he went over there and has been the shop steward there. So recently, not to belabor the story, but all the ownership changes of the CBS stations as a result of a big merger changed, management changed, and the new people that bought the radio station, the news radio station, told all the people that are on the staff they're all fired. And they don't, you know, they could reapply for their jobs, but they weren't going to automatically be brought over. So Rod created a huge, huge turmoil to the point that he went to the Senate, and because of his position, knowing all these people that are senators and reps in Massachusetts, he got them to put pressure on the company to hire the folks that were at the other station. In other words, they were told, you want to get the license transferred, you better keep the staff that's there. And so they did. Rod's employment contract came up as of the 1st of April, and guess what? He got fired. He got fired for being not a bad newsman, because he has almost 40 years of credentials being on the air at four different stations in Boston, but because he was the union goon. He was the union manager. He was considered to be the problem. So instead of keeping somebody who's on the air that's good, nah, let's fire him because we're going to make a statement. Don't you guys get out of line. And I suppose that's been done forever, not just in the radio and television business, but in any business. So, but the pressure that was put on him and others because of, and there's a certain political bent to this because he was liberal, but he was a good newsman, but he's still, the news people in Boston, generally speaking, are all pretty liberal. And so, you know, who knows, and the management of the company that bought the station is not. And so is that a message as well? It's so deeply, it's taken me a long time to get to this, but I thought you'd be interested in the story, the background of the story. But what I'm saying is, it's so deeply rooted now, and the companies are so big. The two biggest radio companies are bankrupt, both of them. And that has taken an unbelievable toll on what you hear on the air. And so with Sinclair having bought a whole bunch more stations, or in the process of buying a whole bunch more stations, it is back now to the concentration of ownership in the news media. I don't know how to count. I don't know there is a counter to it. Maybe there isn't. But you ought to be aware of what really is going on. You are naive. I had this conversation with my accountant on Monday when I was overdoing my taxes, because he was talking, he's very liberal, and he was talking about how he loved MSNBC and that was the real news. And I looked at him, I said, Stuart, are you crazy? What are you talking about? He says, oh no, everything on MSNBC is the truth. I laughed at him. I said, you're so full of crap. I didn't say crap either. There's no more fully truth on MSNBC that there is. Oh, he says Fox and CNN, they don't have the truth. I said none of them have the truth. And if you and this is a smart guy,
try to figure out what the truth is.
Yeah,
it's like being an active listener. You have to watch all the networks, and then usually somewhere in the middle is where you find the truth. But really, I think so many people focus on the news and the news reporters and their angles. And look, it is very obvious sometimes for some reporters to not be able to hide their bias. And I'm not talking about the Rachel Maddows or the Don Lemons or the Sean Hannitys, because they're paid to give their opinion and to present news in a certain way. I'm talking about like Jim Acosta. You can tell he has a political agenda.
He's
the White House reporter for CNN. Not a big fan of the president, and you can tell that. But the real powerful position are those gatekeepers that tell people what to assign and in what direction
this
coverage
the
goes.
News,
because if you look, the most
the
powerful
in the
thing
newsrooms.
Is, yes, what are you going to cover? And it's very funny how if you check out the three big cable networks on a certain day when there's a lot of breaking news, it'll be interesting to see what CNN's covering, what Fox is covering, and what MSNBC is covering. And typically, they're not all covering the same thing.
No.
It's interesting.
Well, but it's also interesting how they get their leads. You know, they all watch the other news media. They all watch the newspapers. They look at the copy. And one of the things that's very interesting also, Jennifer and Victoria here, is that the amount of attention paid to the MSNBC, CNNs, and Foxes of the world, it really is almost laughable. Because The evening news on NBC, CBS, and ABC far outstrips in terms of total viewers what even I'm talking about, and they're only on in the morning newscasts that they do within their Today Show or whatever it is. Good Morning America, there are newscasts in there. Far many more people watch those than do the cable channels. But yet the cable channels seem to get the attention. Although we do know, we feel that there's a bias in a sense. I certainly do, both in all of them. ABC, especially, look at the background of the people who are there. Or NBC. I mean, George Stephanopoulos was a kid sleeping on Hillary Clinton's couch. He was very, very largely responsible for helping Bill Clinton get elected. You think that there is, when he interviews Hillary Clinton, you think that that's on the up and up? You think everything that he asks her in a supposedly a grounded news interview is fair and balanced? Of course not. He owes his whole career and life to them. You think he's going to try to make them look bad? He may ask them some tough questions just to sort of make it look good. But the kid slept on the couch in the White House and in for almost a year. So, you know, of course there's a connection there. And how far down, how deeply down does it go? Christine Amanpour, however you pronounce her name.
Amanpour.
You know, and her connection. You follow these people and see where they come from, and then you know what their bias is. But not most people don't have the time and the interest and inclination to look for it. But if you really do some digging, it's kind of like what we were talking about before with Chappaquiddick and Ted Kennedy and what really happened there. It takes a lot of digging sometimes because some of these people are so powerful, they have so much influence, they can twist and turn things around to suit themselves. Granted, it's harder today with social media, but still, it is something that can be and is accomplished by people on both sides. So, is it frustrating? I suppose, to a manner of speaking. I think it really would hurt. It hurt. I think it's sad because people get so angry about stuff that, in many instances, isn't true. It isn't grounded in fact. And yet they get themselves all worked up about it because of their political slant on things. So, anyway, does that affect how we are or how we make it through our day? I don't know. It isn't going to change my day much. It changes how we talk about things on this program. But I don't spend my day, a lot of people do, running around saying, hey, did you see what was on CNN? Yeah, I don't give a crap what was on CNN. I might use some of it for our conversational purposes, but you get all worked up about stuff like that's kind of silly. 11 and a half minutes for the hour here on the DJV show.
Can living a longer, healthier life be as easy as popping a handful of nuts in your mouth? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It's true. Eating just three small handfuls a week of nuts, including peanuts, may help you live longer. Those who engage in moderate nut consumption have a lower risk of premature death from heart disease and other causes. People who ate the most nuts reduced risk by 20% as opposed to those eating fewer nuts. Teens who eat nuts regularly have less than half the risk for developing metabolic syndrome, which heightens onset of early heart disease and type 2 diabetes. The benefits of adding nuts to your diet may be tracked back to abundant fiber and healthy unsaturated fats. But before you go completely nuts, consider adverse health risks from eating oversalted nuts as well as the mega calories derived from nut binging.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like 8 Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doctor time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here as we continue our ongoing efforts to bring to you updates on important medical stories, things that will impact many, if not most of you in one way or another. Ken is a great researcher in addition to being a good broadcaster and a fabulous cardiologist. So let's get to some of the things that he's flushed out this week from the various translations of research done in the and the reports that are in the journals. Stem cell transplanting shows promise for a lot of different things, Ken, including apparently the problems people have with their eyes as they get older, yeah?
This is really hopeful information. This comes this week out of Science Translational Medicine Journal. There's currently no cure or treatment, Doug, for the dry form of age-related macular degeneration, which accounts for 80 to 90% of all cases. And unfortunately, it's a common cause of blindness in the elderly.
Ken, let me interrupt you a second. So you explain to people that don't know what it is. What is macular degeneration?
Well, the retina is the light-sensitive tissue along the back of the eye wall, and it's slowly destroyed as a result of age-related macular degeneration. It just atrophies. It goes away. And we don't quite understand why, but it does. And the most common form is this dry form. There's a wet form where there's extra blood vessels that develop, and they tend to be very weak, and they tend to leak, and that's the wet form. But it all starts as the dry form. The news this week is that a stem cell transplant might help preserve or even restore vision being lost to the dry form of age-related macular degeneration. So this is real hope for many people.
All right. So the transplant would go into, do they inject it into your eyeball or into the back of your eye?
Correct.
Where would that?
Right into the retina to make new retina cells.
Because they do. I told you about the opportunity I had. I think I've explained it on the air a couple of times. There's a new process, and some Russian here in Los Angeles is the person I was sent to. Instead of just having what a lot of people do with the operation that fixes your eyes so you don't have to wear glasses, what's it called? The tried and true way of having your eye redone is a process that I can't remember what the name of it is. But anyway, you can go through that and have your eyes done so that it's they're better. But it isn't permanent. And then there's this fellow, a Russian, who basically goes in and they cut your lens out of your eye and they put in a contact lens, in essence, but they stitch it into your eyeball. And I'm thinking to myself, and that you're awake through this.
So this is more than just LASIK.
Yeah, now LASIK is what I was looking for. So how does this relate to glaucoma or other things that happen? Is macular degeneration and getting glaucoma the same thing?
Well, glaucoma is increase in pressure in the eye, and this can damage parts of the eye. But the macular degeneration is a specific wearing away destruction of the retina.
So what, when you get your eyes tested at the ophthalmologist, as opposed to the optometrist, what is it that you get glaucoma readings? They put a pressure thing against your eye.
Absolutely. They measure
what else?
The pressure. They measure
what else
the pressure.
Are they testing?
They look at the retina.
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes will test your vision, although that's often done by the optometrist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a guy who does both of those things when I go to see him every year. And it's nice to hear him say everything is clear. But he's also recommended I get this sort of thing because I've been wearing glasses for almost 40 years, and it's annoying. How many I've dropped, break, that kind of stuff.
So you're thinking about LASIK?
Well, LASIK is one of the things that my son had it done, and I asked my optometrist or ophthalmologist about it. He said, no, well, yeah, if I get LASIK done, it only lasts 5 years, and you'll be doing it again. If you get the transfer of or the new lens that I was talking about, you get that put in it, you'll never have to have your eyes operated on again. It'll be permanent, and it'll last for the rest of your life. But it's very expensive, and so I've been wearing glasses instead. But it's great food for thought. Your eyes are so important. It's like anything else. If you have them, you take them for granted. You don't really pay attention to them until you don't have use of them anymore. So something this looks like would be very helpful. Helpful and hopeful. So good news, Ken. Thank you. Let me give you some good news. Purity Products is offering a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 to everybody who calls 800-355-1493. So why wouldn't you want to get this? The best of the fish oil, the best of the krill oil together in this one pill. And it's pretty small. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. That gives it energy. The krill oil is for your joints. And the omega-3s are for your heart and circulatory system. Free bottle is yours at 800-355-1493. Call them now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.